this is very, very chashuv. Sichas Ran, Ospiz. And this is a very good example of a teaching from Rabbi Nachman, which is short and sweet, but if misunderstood or if used in the wrong way, it could be disastrous, could have disastrous effects and results on a person's Avodas Hashem. You have to know how to read this in a sensitive and proper way, with nuance. And yet at the same time, it's so simple, it's so straightforward. So Rabbi Nachman begins, and he says, Tov ma'od lahashlich atzma l'Hashem Yisbarach l'smoch alav. You know, it's very good. It's very, very good to throw oneself onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahashlich atzmo al Hashem Yisbarach. Throw oneself on Hashem v'lismoch alav. And to rely fully upon Him. To rely on Hashem. To throw oneself completely on Hashem. V'darki, and my way with this, Kishaba hayom ani moser kol hatnuos shali v'shal banai hatluyim bi al Hashem Yisbarach shehakol kiretzono Yisbarach v'zeh tov ma'od. What I like to do, says Rabbi Nachman, my derech, is that when a new day comes, I give myself and all of my tnuos, all of my movements, all of my senses, I completely give that over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both my own and of my children. I start my day with a declaration, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm yours. I'm yours, my senses are yours, my kochos are yours, my children and their kochos are yours. She'akol kiratzono yisbarach v'zeh tov ma'od. Let everything be completely according to your will. Everything. Right? I completely throw myself. Right? La'hashlich atzmo al Hashem yisbarach. So there's a medrash Tehillim, which is cited in several Svarim, which if you actually look in the Medrash Tehillim, we'll call it a Medrash Ne'elam, because it's not there. If you look in the place where it's cited, I quote a Maisa about a certain Achsanya, a certain guest, Shebol Ir Melech V'lon Bachutz. The Medrash talks about a certain guy who came to the royal city, and they found him sleeping in the street. Now, you don't sleep in the street in the royal city. You don't sleep in the street in the royal city. So, Matzo Shomre HaMelech V'chil Lachosan. The guards of the king found this guy sleeping in the street and they started beating him up. And they said, this is the royal city. You know, there's certain standards here. You don't just go sleep in the street in the royal city. Amar lahem, Al takuni shemibnei beis HaMelechani. Don't beat me up. I'm part of the king's house. I'm one of the king's, you know, children, or I'm the king's nephew, or I'm from the beis HaMelech. Kevin Shashamukain, once they heard that, Hanichu Vishamra Aboke. Once they heard that, they left him alone and they kind of guarded over him until the morning, you know, give him a little bit extra protection, but also make sure this guy didn't escape. In the morning they brought him in front of the king, Baboka Havu Itzala Melech, Amr Law Melech. The Melech said, Bini Makirata Osi? Do you even recognize me? I don't recognize you. You're saying you're part of my family. I don't recognize you. Amr Lo Lav. So the guy says back to him, he says, no. Why did you say that you're one of the people of my house? I beg of you, O King, I admit, the gig is up. Right? I'm not really one of your house. I never saw you in my life. But I believed in you. I believed in your kindness, and I said that if I say I'm part of your house, if I rely completely on you and on your kindness, b'vadei terachem lahi, you'll certainly have mercy on me. Amar HaMelech, the king said, Hoil ubi batach. Since you trusted in me, since you relied on me, hanichulo. Leave this guy alone. And this is what David HaMelech meant when he said, Elokai b'cho batachti al avosha. Al avosha. I relied on you, I will not come to a state of embarrassment. So this medrash, which Rabbi Nachman doesn't cite, but is a good background to what Rabbi Nachman is saying over here, that a person relies completely, throws himself on HaKadosh Baruch when he says, let everything that I do in my life, every thought, every word that I speak, and every action that I do, let it all be in concert with the will of God. It's beginning my day with Batel Ritzoni Lifnei Ritzoncha, Big Mevatel, my Ratzon before your Ratzon, not just my Ratzon, but my whole family. And everything that I do, I want it to be completely towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know that the poskim bring down, it's brought down in some siddurim, that in the morning, when before a person davens, he should say there's a yiratzon that was composed, that, you know, when you say Hashem's name, really there's kavanos you're supposed to have. You're supposed to think that he is the Adon HaKol, he's the master of everything. So there's actually a, from the Eish Lavram of Bochach, if I'm not mistaken, the Eish Lavram wrote a yiratzon that is printed in some siddurim, that before a person starts davening every day, he should say this yiratzon that basically says, whenever I say your name Hashem, even if I don't have the proper kavanah, even if my mind wanders temporarily while I'm saying a brach of shahakal on the water that I drink later, right? You should know Hashem that my inner ratzon, my deepest, deepest ratzon, is to do your will and to have in mind Adon HaKol HaYahoveviyeh. This is what the Eish Lavram Bochach writes, and this is printed in many siddur in the beginning of the siddur. That when I say Hashem's name, this is my kavanah. And in a similar way, this is exactly what Rabbi Nachman is saying, that I begin my day by giving myself over to Hashem. If in the middle of the day I somehow wander off into other parts of my personality which aren't completely devoted to Hashem, if somehow my senses trick me into going off into distant lands that are far away from the kingdom of God, I've already declared in the beginning of the day, Hashem, all I want is you. That you're my everything. Everything I want is you. And this, Rav Kook actually has in Oros HaTshuva, Rav Kook has a beautiful passage where he talks about a person who is on the path of Avodas Hashem. He's now on the path. You know, maybe the beginning of his life he didn't know exactly which way to go, and he couldn't find his way in the maze of life and get on the path towards service of God. But now the person is on the path and he's going. And Rav Kook describes the person who's on that path but occasionally stumbles. Right? He quotes the Gemara that talks about a person who does a chayt, who does an avera, b'toch mitzvah, while he's in the middle of doing mitzvahs. In other words, his goal is to do mitzvahs, but while he's doing the mitzvah, somehow a chayt kind of creeps in there, and Rav Kook goes on to explain how, since the person's de facto position is he's going to do mitzvahs, he's involved in this avoda, he's moser himself completely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so everything that happens like on the way is secondary to who he is. It's not really part and parcel of his personality. Right? And a little bit, this is the secret of saying Shema every single morning. Every morning, when we say Shema, as we've mentioned before, when we're saying Shema, what we do is we take our hand and we cover over our eyes, and we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the five senses, which are Merumas, Rabbeinu Bachya, the famous mystical Pashtan on Chumash, writes that each of the five fingers corresponds to one of the five senses. We've done this before, I believe, that it's very obvious. You ask any child, which sense does the thumb go to? And they'll tell you that, every child will tell you that the thumb goes in your mouth, right? The thumb corresponds to the sense of taste, right? I apologize for the next one. This next finger, everybody knows, the index finger, the pointer finger, is for the nose, right? It corresponds to the sense of smell. The long finger, right? The middle finger is the sense of touch, because as you know, anytime you try to touch anything, the first finger which is going to touch that thing which you're attempting to touch. Very refined young man. Right? But the sense of touch, okay? The Gemara in Ksubis says, why did Hashem create little pegs on the ends of our fingers, right? So that if someone's trying to tell us something not nice, we could put our pegs in our ears to kind of cover out so that nobody will be able to hear. But all that's left over is this, which for some reason people do this, not everybody does this, but this is the only one that's left over. This is the ring finger corresponds to the sense of sight. This is what Rabbeinu Bachya writes in his commentary to Sefer Vayikra, and he says that the five senses correspond to the five fingers. Now, what's remarkable is that if you look in the Gemara in Ksubis, as we've mentioned before, the Gemara in Ksubis talks about the names of these five fingers. And it's brought down in the Svarim HaKadoshim that if you add up the names of the five fingers as listed in the Seches Ksubis, together with the word Yad, what we're doing when we take our hands by Shema Yisrael is we're basically taking the pocket knife that Hashem gave us, and the hand which has, right, just like a pocket knife, has like all these different things coming off of it. It has the sense of taste, and the sense of smell, and the sense of touch, and the sense of sight, and the sense of hearing. We place it over our eyes and we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem, I completely give myself over 100% to you. All of my senses are completely dedicated to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why if you take the names of each of those five fingers, the Zeres and the Kemitza and the Aruch, right, and the Etzba and the Gudal and the word Yad, and you take all those and you put them together, so the gematria of all of those together goes 1,118, which is the gematria of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That when a person wakes up in the morning and he says the Shema, and he is mekabel all Malchus Shemayim on himself. This is exactly what Rabbi Nachman is talking about. In the beginning of the day, to be hashlich atzmo Hashem Yisbarach, and to say, Rabbonu Shalom, ani moser kol atenuos sheli v'kol banai. I'm giving everything over to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKol kiritzono Yisbarach v'zeh tov mo. This is very, very good. Now listen to this. Now this is the part that if you're not learning it carefully, you can make a terrible mistake, and I'll explain in a moment. Rabbi Nachman says, Gam azai ein sarach ledog lachshov klal. After a person completely gives himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he doesn't have to worry so much. Is he acting in accordance with the will of God or not? Because after all, in the beginning of the day, I already gave myself over to Hashem. And if a person was reading this on the surface, they would read these words of Rabbi Nachman and they would say, look what Rabbi Nachman is saying. Just in the morning say, I'm doing everything for you, God, and then look, you're off the hook. You do whatever you want the rest of the day. Gamazai ain't tzarach lidog v'lachshov klal imasnai keroy. A person doesn't have to think at all, am I doing the right thing? Imlav. Me'achash es somech alav yizbarach. Because he is relying on Hashem. V'im hu yizbarach rotze b'inyin acher. If Hashem wanted me not to eat this treif hamburger, so then I wouldn't eat it, because I already said in the beginning of the day, Hashem, I give you completely all of my kochos. If you want to stop me, make me paralyzed so that I won't be able to eat this hamburger. Hu merutza lisaneg, lisnaheg, be'inyan acher, keretzoni yizbarach. Hashem wanted, he would make me act in a different way. Now, reading this on the surface sounds like a carte blanche that I could just do whatever I want after I was makabal olmach l'shamayim. I said, Rabboni shel olam, I want to serve you, but then, you know, it's not going to be so simple the rest of the day. Rabboni shel olam, I just want you to know, wink, wink, the rest of the day, now that I'm telling you, everything is in accordance with your will, so even the fact that I'm not so nice to my friend is in accordance with your will. And the fact that I slept through morning seder is in accordance with your will. So Rabbi Nachman is not talking here about how we act. He's talking about how we feel. Right? Gam azai ein tzarech lidog v'lachshov klal. Right? I remember, this is already going back like 5, 6, 7 years, I remember one year leading up to Pesach, my brother, it could even be that it's more than that, it could be that it was before I went to Eretz Yisrael even, I still remember it. My older brother had a sefer, he was studying like some ideas on the Haggadah Shal Pesach, and I remember he was learning this idea, something from a Haggadah, an idea from the Netziv. And the Netziv said, you know, a person comes to Pesach, right? A person comes to Pesach, and so many hachanos, right? You have, and the same thing is true of every Yom Tov and every part of our Avodas Hashem. There's so many hachanos and the matzahs and the maror and making sure everything is exactly right size and everything is exactly the right way. And there's so many different shitos about what the sizes are and what's kosher for maror. Is it better to use leafy greens? Is it better to use like the really sharp white stuff? What's really the ikar maror? And a person can come to the Pesach Seder and be so worried that, you know, maybe there's a crumb of chametz somewhere in part of my soup, and maybe the matzah wasn't baked properly, and maybe the maror is not kosher, that a person can get so bent out of shape because he's so worried about whether he's doing things correctly that he can end up missing the entire avoda. He ends up missing the entire point because he's so worried that the daiga is overwhelming to the point that he can't serve Hashem properly anymore. He loses all of the geshmak, he loses all of the mesikus in it. Now, the Netziv wasn't saying there that a person, therefore, should just be careless and, you know, mix Duncan Hines cake into his matzahs. That's not, he doesn't mean that we should, you know, we should just, instead of, oh well, there's so many different shitas, I might as well just use carrots instead. What he means is that you do what you can, you throw yourself on Hashem, you make the hachanos that you can, but then the rest of the day, you don't walk around nervous. You know, am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? As long as a person is sincere in that first moment when he says, Rabboni Shalom, I'm completely yours. I'm giving myself completely over to you. Then a person doesn't have to walk around nervous. He still has to be alert. But a person doesn't have to walk around in this sense of like nervous, you know, anticipation of failure. Because I'm saying that Be'etzim, everything that I'm doing, I'm relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kain Kishmagia Shabbos or Yom Tov, exactly what we're just talking about from the Netziv, now Rabbi Nachman spells that exactly. The Kain Kishmagia Shabbos or Yom Tov. Also, when I get to a Shabbos or to a Yom Tov, I arrive at Shabbos after a long day, Friday, all the preparations, I set everything up, and then I come to Shabbos, oh my gosh, I don't know, did I have the proper kavanos in the mikvah? Did I prepare the food just the way that it should be? And did I make sure to put all of the covers on all of the knobs for the blech and everything like that? And I'm making all these cheshbonos. When I come into Shabbos or into Yom Tov, azayni moser kol ha'snagus, his nagus, the kol ha'nyonim, v'atnuos shel oso ha'shabbos o ha'yom tov, l'ashem yisbarach. Then I take everything, all those preparations, and I say, Rabbi Shalom, at the end of the day, I did what I can, but now I'm throwing it on you. And I'm saying, I'm completely yours, I'm giving myself completely over to Hashem. Let Shabbos and Yom Tov be in accordance with your will. Hakol kiritzono yizbarach. V'azai eich shemisnaig bo'osu ha'Shabbos v'Yom Tov shuv ino choshe v'choshe shklal shem lo yetzi yedei chavasa. The person doesn't have to worry, doesn't be, you know, going through Shabbos the whole time nervous. Maybe I put muksa somewhere and I'm going to accidentally, you know, move it on Shabbos. Because the person says, I did what I can, I put in all of my kochos, and I'm not faking it. That's the dangerous part of this piece of Rabbi Nachman. A person can just fake it and say, I'm throwing myself on Hashem, now I'm going to go do whatever I want. But a person says, no, I really put in all the efforts. I was really makabel and machashmayim. I really took my sense of sight and my sense of smell and my sense of taste and my sense of... And I threw all of that on Hashem. And I really made all the hachanos for Pesach or for Shabbos or whatever it is. And now Hashem, I realize it's all in your hands. Everything I want to do and everything I wish to do in this day or on this Yom Tov is completely given over into your hands. And I don't have to shuv eno chosh v'choshesh klal shem lo yatzi yidei chavaso v'anhagas kedushas oso ayom me'ach shekvar masar kol Hashem yisbarach v'samach alav yisbarach levadam. Completely relying on you, I'm not relying on myself at all. And this is the true test of a person's avodas Hashem, that a person can, after he's doing and while he's doing the mitzvah, to be able to look back and to say, it was Hashem doing. I was just a kli to allow this thing to come to the world. Yes, I put on the tefillin. Yes, I daven in the shacharis. Yes, I lit the Shabbos candles. Yes, I gave the tzedakah, right? But at the same time, I realized it was kulo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was nothing that I could have done without Hashem's help. And that's why I threw myself completely on Hashem. That's why I don't have to be nervous during, and that's why afterwards I can look back and say, Mistama, however it happened, that was the way that it was supposed to happen, and I can do more hachanos for the next time around. But for this time around, all of my avoda is completely tali on Hashem. And this is a Torah from Rav Chanoch Hanoch Alexander, which is quoted in the Sefer Yechon Pe'er, that the Alexander Rebbe said from the Rebbe of Simcha Bonim, of Pshischa, that what it means when we say in the Pasuk, Vayihi lemas oved, right? Yaakov Avinu blesses, just next week in the Parsha, right? Yaakov Avinu blesses Yisachar, Vayihi lemas oved. That Yisachar's avoda should be like he works like taxing, right? Lemas, lemas is a tax. He does taxing avoda, that he schleps around the Torah on his back, and he schleps around the avoda on his back. But the great Rebbe of Simcha Bonim explained, it doesn't mean that he schleps it around, because that's how he could feel sometimes, right? A Jew can go around in his day-to-day of Avodas Hashem and feel, it's a schlep. I'm schlepping around the Torah, and I'm schlepping around the Avoda, and I'm schlepping around not speaking Lashon Hara, and it becomes taxing, it's too much. So you know what I could do? I could be mashlich that, I could throw all of that on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? So the Rebbe of Bunim explained with a Maimar Chazal that says that the Mem and the Samoch stood b'derech nes in the luchos. Everybody remembers that the luchos, right, were etched through and through. The letters in the luchos were not just, you know, etched through, but they were totally through and through. There was a, you know, so the aleph, you can imagine, it went from one side to the other. No matter which side you were looking, you'd be able to see the etching. It wasn't just a shallow engraving, but it was etched through and through. Right, so that's all good for the aleph and the beis and the gimel and the dalet. What happens if you get the letter mem sofit, or the letter samach? So it's a circle. So how does the middle piece stand like that, just floating in the air? So the Gemara says that the men and the samach, the mem sofit and the samach and the luchos, b'derech nes amdu. They stood completely miraculously. You know, the little piece that was there was a circle carved out, and the little piece in the middle stood miraculously in the luchos. Says the Rebbe of Bunim, this is the pshat in the pasuk Vayihi lamas oved. Yes, sure, we walk around schlepping, and there's what to worry about. Am I doing this right? Am I doing that right? But at the end of the day, a Jew has to know Vayihi lamas oved, that our avodas Hashem is taxing, but it's only as taxing as I think that I'm doing it myself. The more that I realize that it's lamas oved, that it's the mem and the samach, which are standing b'derech nes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding it, just like Hashem is holding that little piece in the luchos and allowing it to float. In the same way, all of my avoda, all the quote-unquote difficulties in my avoda, Hashem, the getting up in the morning and the maintaining a sense of purity of eyesight and the sense of purity of tikkun abris, and the sense of purity of making sure that my learning is done l'shma, and all the difficult struggles that a person goes through as a ben yeshiva through his day, it's lamas oved. The more that a person is mashlech that on Hashem and says, Hashem, I'm completely relying on you. I recognize that it's not me who's doing this, but it's you. So then he turns his mas, which is a tax, like a difficult, back-breaking labor, into a mas, into the mem and the samach of the luchos, which are standing derech neis mamash, that are literally floating in the air, that are somehow, you know, like it talks about the aron, that the aron carried those who carried it. Right, it looked like we were carrying the Aron Kodesh through the Midbar, but in reality the Aron was carrying us. And in the same way, a Jew who throws himself on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who recites in the morning Shema Yisrael, and his first thing that he says is, Hashem, I live for you, my eyes are for you only, and my ears are for you only, and my nose is for you only, and my mouth is for you only, and my body is for you only, and I'm giving everything completely to you. So that person is able to stand B'derech Nes. He's like the Mem and the Samach Shabaluchos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be able to follow the Eitz of the Tzaddik, and be a little bit mevatel ourselves to, even though it seems a little bit counterintuitive, that we should throw ourselves on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mevatel ourselves through the Eitz of the Tzaddik, Yisod Olam, Rabbi Nachman, that we should be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashem, I want to be mashlich myself on you, and then we'll be zochet to the bracha that Rabbi Nachman said, which is the bracha of Tov Ma'od. And it'll be very good for us. It'll be very easy. We won't feel like we're schlepping around all the time. We won't feel like it's too difficult for us. But we'll feel like we have infinite reservoirs of strength, because that strength comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Okay, Shkach.